Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch up on all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. Game Thursday night against the New York Giants, which is probably the best thing this week, Hugh, is just shake what happened yesterday off and get back to another game. Because yesterday was ugly. 46-9 was the final tally of pass to run ratio. 46-9.
Yeah, that was
46-9.
that's skewed the wrong way.
Listen, I know that Saquon has not had a great start to the season, but he could still break one at any time. He had a 17-yard run yesterday, right? So maybe that was the beginning of him breaking one. I mean, he was just voted by his peers the best player in the NFL.
Yeah, got the necklace and everything.
46-9. Pass to run was outrageous yesterday in a game they led until the fourth quarter. 215-592-9494. But perhaps, Hugh, I'm blaming the wrong person or people. Maybe it's not the coaches. Maybe it's not on Petullo or Sirianni. Maybe, Hugh, it's on us. Our buddy Jason Avant, NBC Sports Philadelphia last evening. Here's what he had to say.
How much of is this loss the fans to blame and us to
blame?
Don't this is the truth. Like no one ever wants to say, you know what, it's on you, right? It's always
are
it's
you
easy to point
that?
To you.
Wait, are you
all
saying
I'm saying
that?
Is that we've been saying about the passing game the entire time. Therefore the team comes out and pass, they've been hearing the noise, they come out and pass it and they deviate from what they've done, which is win ball games, and this could be the result. And I'm just calling it out. I have to be honest.
He's workshopping that.
Yeah,
I ain't mad at him for that because, I mean, to be fair, and I'm not piggybacking off of this take, by the way. I just want to say that because, you know, you and Kyle like to, you know, pigeonhole
me. You'd
be
in big trouble.
No, you and Kyle like to pigeonhole me.
Big trouble.
But we have talked about how this passing game has been lacking.
Yes.
But I will say this. If this Philadelphia Eagles football team and the brain trust in there, they're so worried about what the fans say. Then shame on them. They need to go out there and at the end of the day, bottom line is to win football games. So I don't know if that dog hunts, but I can see the correlation between us talking about it, the receiver complaining about it, and them actually skewing the way that they skew.
So two things. One, we talk about it because the receiver complained about it, right? Let's make sure. I think the order matters, right? We'll talk about it, but he talked about it last week, so then we talked about it a lot. Also, if the inmates are running the asylum, isn't the warden to blame?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, if us talking about it and the receiver talking about it got them to change the offense, then I question the head coach on that and the coordinator. I mean, I appreciate a outside-the-box take as much as anybody, but, Jason, come on, man. That's not on the fans. This is on the coaches for changing the offense.
And I tell you what. I mean, I'm not saying his story has legs.
Jason's or?
Jason's.
Okay.
I'm not saying it has legs, but, man. It was a hell of a week last week, Joe. It was a hell of a week. And it's mighty funny that we complained about the passing game. And then it was like, what'd you say, 44-11 or something?
46-9.
46-9. That's a hell of a coincidence. That's a hell of a coincidence.
Do you hear this, Kyle?
I'm just saying.
To side with Jason about
it? I'm just saying. Like, just think about it.
You're to blame. You were talking about it last week. You're one of us now.
I never
transitioned.
Transitioned.
Fully transitioned.
I mean, but I'm not saying that I didn't. But I'm like, I'm not co-signing what Jay said, but I can see why he feels the way that he feels.
Kind of sounds like a co-sign.
Not a co-sign.
It really does.
I'm not co-signing.
I mean, this has Tobias Harris. I just find it fascinating, written all over
it. Tobias Harris.
You're saying it without.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Talked to Tobias.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Did you tell him how big of a fan you were?
No, I did not.
You have his Pistons jersey at home?
I asked him whenever you want to come on the show and talk about your time here in Philly. You're more than welcome. He was like,
"I mean,
no,
when
thank
the Pistons
you.
Come in, we could bring him on if he wants to come on the show."
He said, "No, thank you."
Well, does he know how big of an ally he has? Yeah,
I didn't know. He was talking about I'm not a fan. I just find it ironic.
You are a fan.
Isn't it ironic?
You're his only fan. All right, 215-592-9494.
You absolutely hate to see that.
Let's go to Sarah in Quakertown. Hey, Sarah.
Sarah.
Hey. So, first time, long time. And I'm here to talk about some offense, specifically the way that Joe opened this show, riding on my boy AJ.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's a coaching problem. It's a coaching problem all day. I was in the stands with my kids yesterday, and it was like watching the loss to the Super Bowl where we were outcoached. And as someone that's middle management and who opens their mouth and calls shit out when we see it. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we got a bomb. Okay. We got to drop that.
Sorry about that. I apologize. But when you see things and you call it out, but you call it out because you care about it. And we've all been saying this, that, yes, AJ had some immaturities, but I feel like these players live in a bubble, and who knows, like, what their reality is compared to the rest of our reality. But he's out there, and he's caring about it, and he's talking about it. And the reason that we're talking about why the offense sucks, yes, you just said it, is because AJ's talking about it. But now we got some people like Saquon and Schmitty after the game, and now they're talking about it. So, like, you can say, you know, if Avant wants to say it's us fans and people listen to us, but we're Philly fans and we boo when we see stuff go down that we don't like to see because we care about it and we're invested in it. And I don't think it's so big of a stretch to say that AJ is calling out and bringing attention to the issues that we all see and we all talk about on the offense, but he's doing it not because he's trying to cause problems or he's a diva or whatever it is that's going on. Like, he's calling out because he cares about it, and we should be talking about it.
So, Sarah, I agree with I think as a leader, he's been voted a captain. He's a great player. If he sees something, and Sarah, we appreciate your phone call and the passion. He should be able to talk about it. He should be able to say, we need to be better here. This is not good enough. I appreciate that about him. I mean, it's not that different than Jordan Mailata. Has been doing that a lot on the Jordan Mailata show, right?
Yeah.
He's been saying, hey,
we need to be better.
We got to get the plays in faster, I mean, which was a problem yesterday again. Like, it's okay that they point out things and they have voices. I'm good with all that. But the Brown thing is becoming a distraction. I mean, and I just can't buy anyone not believing that. Look what's happened. And, Hugh, I'll use your thing, like, with Tobias Harris. It's just ironic or interesting that the week it gets to be a lot, right? Last week was the biggest AJ blow-up week we've had in a while. They throw the ball 46, they run
yes,
at 9. I mean, that's
the irony of the situation. Yes. And then on top of that, see, a lot of times, and I don't think this is what we do as fans, because at the end of the day, we just want them to win. And that's the absolute most important thing. But you don't hear what's being said. What's being said between all three of them is that they don't communicate. And the last time I checked, especially on that side of the ball, you need to communicate. You need to see what AJ's seeing. Like, even if it's simply like, hey, man, this is how the corner is playing me. He's playing off. He's playing press. This play might work. I might be able to run this route. And then the quarterback say, okay, well, we're going to call this play to put you in a better position to be successful. I think that's where the disconnect is. And that's not me recklessly speculating. That's me listening to what's being said in these press conferences. And what's being said for the last couple of weeks is we don't talk. We don't adjust on the sidelines. We don't talk about how the corners are playing you, and we don't talk about what you see when you're out there running your routes. We don't talk about any of that. We don't talk about the fact that, yo, bro, I missed you on this play. I'm going to get you on the next one. We don't talk about none of that. And AJ, you know, listen, you're never supposed to give up on your routes. And you're always supposed to be out there. And everything looks like, even when receivers run their routes, they run them in a way that the corner doesn't know what the play is. That's the way you disguise certain things. If the ball's not coming to you, you still have to come off the line like it's coming to you.
Yep.
And there's been some times where it's been pointed out that AJ hasn't done that. That, I think that's part of frustration, because he knows he's not getting the ball, and he's like, well, hell, why am I going to do this? But you can't do that. But in order to keep AJ engaged, I think what you need to do is tell him, like, yo, bro, I got you on the next one. Hey, we trying to get you the ball, man. Just stay with me. Stay with me. You know, we're going to get it to you. Just hang in there, bro. I'm going to try to get you the rock. And even if it's not the case, just – Let him know that, you know, I need you. You have to stay engaged.
It's almost because they have so much talent on offense. It's almost become like a great basketball team that puts together a super team, right?
Yeah.
There's only one basketball, so when that happens, he'll, like, I think back to the super teams we've had the last 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, someone just by the numbers game has to accept I'm going to get less shots.
It's
just, that's the way it works every time,
yeah.
Right?
And today might not be your day, but
right.
I'm gonna need you, because tomorrow might be your day or the next week.
And it seems like AJ's the one who doesn't accept it as much as he needs to. I mean, it's the way this works. There's not enough snaps. There's not enough offensive plays to go around for all of them to get their numbers every week. And it just seems like it's just getting worse and worse. 215-592-9494. More of your phone calls coming up here. Two losses to react to this weekend. However, the Phillies, they got to get right tonight if they're going to win this series and this series. I'm going to call out three players tonight. They got to step up. No more waiting around. It has to start tonight for the Phillies. We'll do that next. All your phone calls. Well, we're live today from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's take a look at the latest Pro Football Injury Report presented by Fanatic Sportsbook. We got a big one tonight. Jacksonville's off to a 3-1 start, but got a whole bunch of the guys on their defensive side. They're hurt, banged up a little bit. So what does that mean for Kansas City tonight? Xavier Worthy, he's questionable with an ankle. And last week, Patrick Mahomes, like, he was alive again. He threw for 270 yards and 4 TDs. This football season, where else would you want to be other than with my friends at Fanatic Sportsbook? Fanatic Sportsbook is the home of fair play, protecting all pro football player prop bets across straights, parlays, and SGPs all season long for any first-half injury. They were the first to protect your prop bets throughout the first quarter, and now they've extended that protection throughout the whole first half. That's 30 minutes of player prop protection on all bets, whether it's a quarterback, running back, receivers, or even the defensive players. Fanatic Sportsbook fair play policy gives you the edge when it comes to cooking up a parlette. That's right, I said it, parlette. Why stick with a book that leaves you empty-handed when you can bet with one that has your back the whole first half? If you want to protect your parlays from injuries, switch to the sports book that will always have your back across the first and second quarter for all pro football player games, every single game, all season long. Fanatic Sportsbook, winning hits different here. That's today's report, people. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatic Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.